The worldwide economic crisis is forcing practically every country to react and adapt. In Ecuador, the government has imposed stiff import restrictions on everything from cereals to cell phones to keep more money at home. Some economists say it's transforming the tiny oil-producing country from one of Latin America's most open markets into one of its most closed. From Quito, Ecuador, NPR's Juan Ferrero has our report.
At Supermaxi, a sprawling upscale supermarket, checkout clerks wear buttons that say Ecuador first. The message is buy homegrown products. Consumers may not have any choice, not with many imports now costing 35% or more. So says Piedad Herrera, pushing her supermarket cart across a gleaming aisle stacked with American-made cereals like Cap'n Crunch and Fruit Loops. She says she now can't cover what she wants to buy. The consumer sting may be hard to swallow, but President Rafael Correa says it had to be done. When oil prices were high and the world economy was buzzing, Ecuador's 14 million people were importing at a frenzied pace. From 2007 to 2008, imports rose 36%. Now the price of oil has crashed. With the U.S. economy in recession, so has the demand for other products made in Ecuador. Bananas, fresh-cut flowers, shrimp. The outlook is a $3.4 billion trade deficit this year. Particularly troubling here because Ecuador's currency is the U.S. dollar. The government doesn't print its own money. It can't devalue to help exporters. If imports flow in unabated, officials here say, Ecuador could go bankrupt. Dollars flowing out, less and less flowing in. So, in January, the government placed import barriers on 627 products. Diego Borja is Minister of Economic Policy.
No se puede salir de una crisis sin pagar algún precio.
He says getting out of the crisis has a price, and the government chose the least painful path. To stimulate local production, import duties went up 35% on some products. Import limits were leveled on others. There are surcharges, too. Luis Montes de Oca is a factory worker who's seen the changes. Some of the brands he likes to buy are now out of reach. He says he used to buy imported tennis shoes. Reeboks were a favorite. But instead of costing $40, they are now on sale for $60. Measures like those here concern world leaders who fear the spread of protectionist policies. That's because from Europe to Asia, governments are propping up industries or imposing higher tariffs on imports. Mauricio Pozo is a former finance minister who is now an economic consultant. He says Ecuador has chosen a path that failed in the past.
It was applied 40 years ago. I do not understand why some governments are taking again these kind of measures, given that the situation right now is completely different. Ecuador is, I would say, the third more open economy in Latin America.
Pozo also worries a deepening crisis could lead the government to ditch the dollar, which tamed inflation and has provided fiscal stability since its adoption a decade ago.
We have many risks on the table. We may have very important bad effects in terms of employment, inflation, GDP growth, poverty, and other variables.
Many businessmen here charge that Correa's ideology, leftist, distrustful of globalization, is leading the country down the same path as his close ally, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. But it's certainly not a universal feeling. Andy Wright is a vice president at his family's 56-year-old company, Corporación Favorita, which operates the big, flashy Supermaxi supermarkets as well as Walmart-type stores. As the government moved last year to levy tariffs of 150%, he and other businessmen met with Correa to urge him to reconsider. Wright said the president did, though the tariffs and import volume restrictions are still tough.
This has also made us more aware about the importance of having a more productive country So we're looking at this not as a bad thing, but we're trying to see it as something good for the country.
There are, of course, losers generated by the new restrictions. The auto industry, wine dealers, retailers selling everything from perfume to furniture. But there are also winners, big winners, like the Grupo Superior factory on the outskirts of Quito. Mixers, conveyor belts, and ovens are working overtime. The pastas and cookies they make now have a big advantage over imported cookies and pastas. Those pay a stiff 30% tariff, says Juan Vergara, Grupo Superior's general manager.
Yes, we are one of the winners because we compete with a lot of companies that are not Ecuadorians, but are Americans, Colombians, Peruvians, Brazilians. So now they have to pay more and more competitive than before.
And more optimistic about the future. Juan Forero, NPR News, Quito, Ecuador.